How far are we from true artificial intelligence and machine life? You can't help but wonder about this every time you boot up your computer. Will a day come when the darn thing will have a personality of its own? Why not? We have talked about so many things on this site in the past. If you add up the ones that refer to artificial intelligence, you will reach an almost inescapable conclusion: someday our computer will be smarter than us. Scary thought, isn't it? I can see it now. There you are typing something and the computer stops you and says you don't really think what you typed is actually true, do you? I don't think I would care for this sort of thing, would you? Computers gaining intelligence are really just faster computers with better software and hardware. The software may be some sort of fuzzy logic software. I don't think we can compare human intelligence with machine intelligence, because I do not believe they are the same thing, but I am in the minority. I don't believe machines will actually have intelligence at all. They will just convince us they do. It is the old argument again. How do we know if a computer has ever reached sentient life? I believe the answer to this question is easy. We never will, but we, through clever programming, will feel they have at some point. I know what I have said goes against the way many scientists feel, but what exactly is a computer program? It is nothing more than a set of instructions created by those who wrote the program. These instructions tell your computer how to react in certain situations. Humans have instructions built into them. These are the instructions we were taught to by our parents and other instructions which we learned during our lifetime. Of course, what I am about to say only deals with our voluntary choices, not with all the other reactions that are dictated by our genetic code and such. I am not talking about making our hearts beat or our reactions to disease or anything like that. We can choose not to do the thing we believe is the right reaction to a given situation. The computer can only choose from a limited or one reaction, the reaction or reactions that have been programmed into it. Even if someday, somehow, the computer is given a program which allows it to make any choice it wants, no matter how irrational, it will still not be alive. Scientists are always comparing computers to our brain, which they claim is the most powerful computer in the world. My opinion is a computer is a weak imitation of our brains. Sure, in some ways it can do things much faster than we can. You don't see anyone walking around trying to calculate by to 1,000 digits in their head. I am the first to admit this, but you also don't see a computer with true human attributes, only copies of some. Computers seem to lack the spirit of originality that is required to perform certain tasks. Some might say they have no soul, in the artistic sense. If we were to program all the great attributes of the old masters into a computer, we would only get a compilation of all their techniques. We wouldn't get anything unique. We, as humans, can be made to feel something is alive that isn't. For example, look at the Honda robot. It certainly gives the impression of life as does some of the other robots out there, but it is nothing more than a movable computer with clever coding that has the ability to move like a human. Let's get our crystal ball and look into the future. There will no doubt be computers which will seem to be alive in the future. Quantum computing is just over the horizon. I confess I just don't understand this concept. But I do know it will make today's computers seem like children's toys compared to it. The part I have trouble with is the fact something will change its state, but if you look at it, it won't, or vice versa. Oh well, we can't all be Einsteins. The light-powered computer is close to fruition. Instead of electricity zooming around inside the computer's box, light waves, which will travel much faster, will be doing the job. While this will give us an increase in speed, it is nothing compared to quantum computing. I feel we really will never build a computer that achieves life until we completely understand what life is. I don't think that anyone at this stage of our development really knows the answer to this question, and the only chance to make this happen would be with a biological computer, in other words, creating an intelligent being. Can we have artificial intelligence without life? Absolutely. We already have some of it now. On the most simplistic level, there are those simple programs where you type something in or say something and the computer answers you. It has analyzed what you have written or said, and made a choice on what to answer based on the words used and maybe the sentence construction. Some of the answers using this method usually don't make any sense, but many do. More complex AI, artificial intelligence, programs are used in some robots, but they usually depend on the user learning certain phrases and words to use to get the robot to perform a task. For example, you might have to say "get me a Coke, Iron Man" to get a certain robot named Iron Man to bring you a Coke. Its name is used so it knows where the command ended. If you would have said "hey, bring me a Coke" or something similar, you may get nothing, because the robot wouldn't know what you were talking about. Until we can converse with a machine the same way we talk to another human, we don't have the type of true artificial intelligence we can even compare to our own. It is like trying to compare the Model T Ford to a modern Lexus. We are making huge advances in the field of artificial intelligence, so I don't expect this problem to exist too much longer, perhaps less than 50 years, who knows. Once we pass this hurdle, it will get harder to differentiate between life and machine.